Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game one of six between the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Hello and welcome however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Colorado Rockies. It's a battle of the California League North Division and the California League South Division. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 58-38 overall. They are 22-8 here in the second half. The Grizzlies, a five-game lead over the San Jose Giants for best record in the California League and the California League North Division. While on the other side, they are up seven games in the California League North Division second half standings. The Grizzlies' 22-8 record, the best in minor league baseball. On the other side, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are 54-42. They are 15-15 in the second half. The Quakes, winners of the California League South Division first half, have already punched their ticket to the postseason. Right now, they have a 1.5 game lead over the Inland Empire 66ers for best overall record in the California League South Division, while unfortunately, the Quakes in the second half are 15-15. They are three games back in third place behind the Inland Empire 66ers in the second half standings as well. But the Quakes already clinched a playoff berth, so right now they are coasting while the Grizzlies trying to fight for a playoff spot as San Jose won the first half. The Grizzlies, they lost a tough 5-4, 10 innings battle to the 66ers Sunday evening from San Manuel Stadium. Fresno fell to a minor league best 22-8 in the second half, 25-9 in their last 34 games, 35-12 in their last 47 contests. The Grizzlies ended the month of July 17-7. Over their past 2 months, they are 35-14. They finished 8-4 overall against the 66ers. They are now 19-13 in one-run games, 12-4 on Sundays. The Grizzlies also 6-4 in extras. Cody Helf had a big game on Sunday, finishing his night a double shy of the cycle, finishing 3-4. Skyler Messenger powered his 13th homer of the season in a two-hit effort, a home run, and a double for the Texas product. So the Grizzlies look to get back on the right track. They have not lost back-to-back games since May 29th through June 2nd, where they lost four in a row against the San Jose Giants. That's spanning 47 games. So the Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track tonight as they give the ball to left-hander Michael Persecki, who had an outstanding month of July, and he has pitched well against the California League South Division all year long. We'll talk a little bit about that during the game itself. Persecki, an 8-5 record, a 3.30 ERA, and he'll be countered by right-hand pitcher Chris Campos. 5-4, a 5.89 ERA for Campos. He was the Dodgers' seventh-round draft pick in 2022. So a great pitching matchup between the right-hander Campos and the left-hander Persecki right here at Chuck Chancey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Connor Stain, and we talked about how he thought his 2023 season has gone along so far. We also talked about the competitiveness in the Grizzlies' pitching rotation, including their past starts at Inland Empire. And finally, did you know that Connor Stain was a child actor? He tells you all about being a child actor. Our pregame guest is right-hand pitcher Connor Stain. When we come back right after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Interview with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Connor Stain in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Connor Stain, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So the season so far for you, give me a little bit of update of how you think your season's going.
You know, it was a rough start. Had we saw our stats today. They brought the sheet out with everything. But, you know, that's how it goes. Things don't go as planned all the time. You just got to work through it. And I think, you know, as the months have gone on, things have gotten better and better. So I'm hoping I'm going to work toward keeping it that way.
You know, the past couple starts have been really good for you, but 7 wins this year as well, too. What do you think has been the biggest factor for you, especially over the past couple of starts?
Just not being as hard on myself. I think that's one of the things I did a lot at the beginning, you know, trying to make too much happen rather than just trusting my stuff, my abilities, you know, my teammates behind me. I don't have to do it on my own. That's the best part about the game. And that's just the way I want to keep approaching it. You know, I can't be too analytical. That used to work, but as I got to pro ball and things got harder, I just started to realize that, you know, I got to be a little bit more laid back and just enjoy the moment.
You know, you're part of a great prize prospect group, especially for pitchers in the Rockies system as well, too. But you now get a chance to work with a lot of prize catchers, mm-hmm. Brian Betancourt, Cody Huff, et cetera, et cetera. Talk about your relationship with your catchers.
Yeah, no, it's been incredible. I've been fortunate that I've had Cody for just about every start. I think just one I had Ordonez. But he's been incredible. You know, him and I have really built a good connection where we trust each other. And, you know, whenever he puts a sign down, if I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it. If I'm not, he's cool with it. And we just go from there. Obviously on and off the field, it's been good. We live in the same house, so that helps build a connection too. And, yeah, just like anything else, I think it's just going to get better and better as we work through the minors together. And hopefully at some point, we're both in the lead together.
You know, the grind is unreal. We're now in August. So, you know, talk about a little bit of the summer grind for you, but also for the other pitchers as well.
Yeah, I mean, it starts to get taxing. None of us have played this long for one consecutive season. Obviously, we had summer ball and whatnot, but there's breaks in between. And now the longest break we've had has really been the All-Star break. So it's definitely a little more taxing. And, you know, you've seen some guys go down, unfortunately. But for the most part, guys are really handling themselves well. They're taking care of their body, working out, you know, hydrating, eating. But I think it's been good. A lot of us are really, really enjoying the opportunity to pitch more and get a lot more experience on the mound.
You know, talk about what the team has right now. The team has been playing great baseball as well, too, and the chemistry is unbelievable. What can fans expect from the team for the remainder of this season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the vibes are immaculate. We've been incredibly excited since, you know, the start of the All-Star break. The team's been firing on all cylinders. Hitters are doing their job. They're feeling great. The pitchers are staying on top of everything. You know, if we have a rough outing as a team, it's not something that's lasting for more than a day. You know, I don't think we've been in a situation like that for quite some time. And right now we have a really, really good record in the second half of the year. So I'm hoping it stays that way and the fans can really just expect it to continue. You know, good energy, especially at home. We bring a lot of energy. The fans do a great job of that. So hopefully, you know, both sides can do their part and keep it going.
I feel like there's been some competition between the starters a little bit too. I don't know if you guys have that, but, you know, all of a sudden you go 6 innings and then Pacheco goes 6 innings. Is there a little bit of competition among the pitchers as well?
I mean, I feel like there definitely is. You know, I was talking to Caleb Franzen and Pacheco after my start where I went 6-3 runs and then Caleb went 6-2 and then Pacheco went 6-1. And I'm like, you know what? They just, both of them had to one-up me in one facet or another. So I think it's an unspoken thing. Obviously, we all wish each other success, and we always are excited for one another. But there's definitely a, hey, this guy did it really good, but I want to do it even better. And that's just, I think that's the good nature of being on a good team.
You have a great story. There's a lot of great background to you. You were at UCF as well, too, you know, with Tourette syndrome as well. But you're a child actor, and fans may not know a little bit about that. Talk to me about being a child actor.
Yeah, I mean, it started when I was young. I remember I got a little note in the mail, and it said, you know, they had seen my talents, which I thought was a little bit ludicrous considering I hadn't done anything. But I took it and ran with it, told my parents I wanted to do it. Got into, you know, some modeling, did some stuff for like Target, JCPenney, Walmart. Had a couple of things going around, and then like my quote unquote big break was this show called Deadly Devotion. And I was a child actor on that show for a little bit. There's a couple, you know, a couple episodes on TV. I'm pretty sure they've run their time on the air now, but if you go on IMDb, my name's on there, has, you know, what role I played. So it's something unique, but it was definitely a really, really cool experience.
So where did they shoot Deadly Devotion? How did that whole process go about? You probably had a headshot and everything, right?
Yeah, I went through the whole process. The show itself, we did it in New York City. We did it at the beach, so a little bit outside of city limits. It was pretty cool. You know, I had another buddy with me who I just met on set, but really good kid. We had a little scene where we had to find a dead body. and him and I were playing catch on the beach. So, you know, it brought baseball into it, had a little bit of something I was familiar with, along with the acting and, you know, a whole casting crew behind me. But it was really, really cool. I thought it was something that, you know, if baseball weren't to work out, I would be more than happy to go back into that.
Man, you have so many facets to your game, so many facets to your outside life. Connor, thanks for taking time on this interview.
Yeah, thank you. Go Grizzlies.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for game one of six between the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and boy, we are excited for Tuesday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Dodgers and your Colorado Rockies. A big thank you to our pregame guest, Connor Stain, for joining us, talking all about how he thought his season has been, and also being a child actor. Our keys to the game tonight, key number one, hit a home run. The Grizzlies 37-15 overall when hitting a home run. Key number two, limit the walks. The Grizzlies pitching staff have pitched well when limiting base runners, especially on free passes. And key number three, score late. The Grizzlies have scored 36% of their runs in innings 7-9 and need to continue that stat for a big win. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes under manager John Shoemaker. The Quakes 54-42 overall, 15-15 in the second half. Here's their starting lineup. Leading off and playing second base, number 13, Jose Izarra. Batting second at third base, number 25, Wilman Diaz. Batting third at first base, number 22, Joe Vitrano. Batting fourth at catcher, number 44, Jesus Galiz. Batting fifth in left field, number 30, Luis Rodriguez. Batting sixth in right field, number 34, Jorge Puerta. Batting seventh, the DH, number 51, Simon Reed. Batting eighth in center field, number 15, Sam Mongelli. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 5, Jordan Thompson. And on the ball, and on the bump tonight, getting the ball for the Quakes is the right-hander, number 7, Chris Campos. A 5-4 record, a 5.89 ERA. So once again, for the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, it'll be Izarra, Diaz, Vetrano, Galiz, Rodriguez, Puerta, Reed, Mongelli, Thompson, and Campos on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies at 58-38 overall, a minor league best 22-8 in the second half. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting second in left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting third at first base, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth at DH, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fifth at third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth in center field, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting eighth at second base, number 2, Luis Mendez. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Michael Persecki. An 8-5 record, a 3.30 ERA. So once again, for your Grizzlies, their Toyota lineup under manager Steve Solis, Jorge Snyder, Betancourt, Messenger, Andy Perez, Bugarin, Huff, Mendez, Andrews Jr., and on the bump, Michael Persecki. Our home plate umpire this evening is Tim Barreras. Over on the bases is Jared Dwersen. The Grizzlies, they are wearing their black and gold jerseys. They have the black cap with the black bill, the bear logo in gold on top of that black cap. They have gold numbers on the back of those jerseys as well. The Grizzlies 3-6 this year in the black and gold. While the Quakes, they're in their road grays with Quakes written across the front. They have blue numbers in the back. They're wearing their black cap with the black bill and the Q logo on top of their black cap. So those are tonight's starting lineups, our jerseys, and our umpires as well. When we come back right after this, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the Ford for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today.
For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places.
Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road.
Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in a little bit of a delay. The umpires were late to the field this evening, as they are now talking to both coaches about the field ground rules, including bullpens, dugouts, outfield wall, the screens, and tarp as well. As we get set for first pitch tonight, game one of six between the Grizzlies and the Quakes. The Grizzlies and the Quakes meeting for just the second time this season. Their lone meeting here at Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday night baseball between the Quakes and the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, a 58-38 overall record. They are 22-8 in the second half. The Quakes, 54-42, 15-15 in the second half. Both teams could be a championship matchup. The Grizzlies 2-4 against the Quakes this year. The only team they have a losing record against, the Grizzlies, 11-7 against Modesto, 12-9 against San Jose, 14-10 against Stockton, 8-4 against Inland Empire, 7-2 against Lake Elsinore, 4-2 against Visalia, and they are 2-4 against the Quakes. So the Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track. They dropped Sunday's game against the Inland Empire 66ers. And all those matchups a little bit later tonight as well. Should be a great night of fun here at the ballpark. San Jose Inland Empire, they're underway at San Manuel Stadium. Rancho Cucamonga Fresno about to get underway. Lake Elsinore and Modesto also in warm-up. Stockton and Visalia will play a little bit later tonight. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
singing of our national anthem, presented by Air National Guard. Visit GoAV.com to learn more. Performing tonight's national anthem, please welcome Tanner Allen and Greg Olson.
In honor of all of our veterans, those who had to not return, and those that did, and those that are serving, we honor you tonight with this song.
Oh, say can you see by the answer light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air,
a great national anthem to get us set for Tuesday night baseball here between the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for a Tuesday night battle between the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Colorado Rockies. Michael Persecki gets the ball for the Grizzlies tonight. The left-hander, an 8-5 record, a 3.30 ERA. He makes his 16th start this season as the left-hander will take on a very good Rancho Cucamonga Quakes squad under manager John Shoemaker, who's in his third season with the Quakes. Shoemaker, a 135-117 record coming into tonight's contest. The Grizzlies, they are in their black and gold jerseys tonight. The black cap with the black bill. Gold numbers on the back as well. They have the Bear logo in gold on top of those black caps. They have the F-slash as well. The gold number in the front as well. The Quakes, they are in their gray jerseys. They have the Quakes written on the front. They are wearing their black caps with the black bill. They have the Q Tremor logo on top of those black caps. Our home plate umpires, Tim Barreras. Over on the bases is Jared Dwersen. The Grizzlies, 58-38 overall, 22-8 in the second half. That's the best record in minor league baseball in that stretch. Michael Persecki from the full windup. Here comes the first pitch. And it is outside for a ball, and we are underway at 7:04 p.m. Here comes the 1-0 from Persecki, and it is fouled off, and the count now at 1-1 to the second baseman, Jose Izarra. Izarra coming in, batting .223, four home runs. He has 35 RBI, as here's the next pitch. It's outside. The count now at 2-1 from Michael Persecki. It is 98 degrees here at first pitch, partly cloudy skies, 6 mile-per-hour winds from right to left, as that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Good pitch there from Persecki, as time called by Izarra. Again, as we said, first pitch at 7:04 p.m., 98 degrees, partly cloudy skies, winds from 6 miles-per-hour from right to left. As here's a line drive out to center field and a base hit to start tonight's contest. Izarra is on with a single. And just like that, the Quakes in business here in the top of the first inning. And Wilman Diaz, the third baseman, will stride to the plate. So Izara, Diaz, and then Vetrano for Rancho Cucamonga here in the first inning. Galiz, Rodriguez, Puerta, Reed, Mongelli, Thompson here in this Quakes lineup. As here comes the pitch from Persecki, and he'll check instead on Izara. Good play from Betancourt at first to stop that ball from going towards the Grizzlies dugout. Michael Persecki, three pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup. The left-hander, here comes the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1, pretty pitch there from Persecki. Fastball at 93 miles per hour there. Here comes the 0-1 from Persecki with Azar leading from first. And that is swung on and missed. He went right back to the fastball at 93 miles per hour, darting it in there. The Grizzlies and the Quakes meeting for the first time here at Chukchansey Park in 2023. The Grizzlies lost 4 out of 6 against the Quakes at Lone Mart Field back in April. Here comes the 0-2 from Persecki. And it is swung on and missed. He went to the fastball at 95, an elevated fastball for the first out of the game. Diaz down on strikes. First strikeout for Persecki as well. As here comes the first baseman in Joe Vetrano. Joe Vetrano, drafted out of Boston College in 2023. Vetrano is 6'3", 220. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Persecki. Vetrano batting .333, no homers, 4 RBI, and .802 OPS. Here comes the 0-1 from Persecki. And a ground ball, this could be two. Jorge Mendez. Mendez to first. It is going to be in the dirt, and Betancourt can't dig it. It's a fielder's choice as Vetrano will reach. It goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice, and what looked to be a sure-handed double play is now two outs and a runner at first. Jorge, the underhand toss over to Mendez. Mendez had to scoot out of the way with the runner, and Izara coming in hard to second. And I think that last half second where Mendez had to get out of the way, the throw was just a little bit low, and Betancourt at first could not make the dig. Vetrano getting down the line well. So now a runner at first here with two outs. And that is a check swing, and it's going to be a tough ball for anyone, but the third baseman Perez makes the play! What a play from Andy Perez, the bare hand to get Jesus Galiz, the catcher, to end the inning. The ball, a slow ground ball, and Perez makes the play. Persecki out of the inning without any damage. We come to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Quakes, but Fresno coming to bat against the right-hander in Rancho Cucamonga, number 7, Chris Campos. 3 pitches, a fastball, slider, changeup, or curveball, fastball, slider, curveball. As here comes the first pitch to Dion Jorge, and it swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Campos, a 5-4 record, a 5.89 ERA. As here comes the 0-1 to Jorge, and he lines one out to left field. It is dropping quickly, and it's a leadoff single for Dion Jorge into left field. Rodriguez will throw it in, and Jorge is on with a leadoff single, just like the Quakes did in the top of the first. As here comes left fielder Jake Snyder. The Grizzlies, 58-38 overall. They are 22-8 in the second half. So a leadoff single for Jorge. As here comes the first pitch to Jake Snyder, and he lines one foul. The count at 0-1. 93 miles per hour there from the right-hander in Campos. Campos gets the start tonight for the Quakes, making his 19th appearance. His 10th start has a check on the runner in Jorge. He's back safely. The count remains at 0-1 to Jake Snyder. Campos all year long with the Quakes. And now in a starter's role, a strong right-hander. As here comes the 0-1, it is outside. The count now at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the first, no score just underway here at your Chansey Park. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Snyder. There goes Jorge, and that ball is fouled off by Snyder. The count now at 1-2. Looked like a hit-and-run scenario for the Grizzlies. Dion Jorge, great speed as well. This year, Jorge, 6-for-6 in stolen bases. As Jake Snyder now, the count at 1-2 to him. The Grizzlies, they are in the black uniforms. It'll be Jorge, Snyder, Betancourt here in the first inning. Then Messenger, Andy Perez, Bugarin. As here comes the 1-2 from Campos. A long pause. Here comes the pitch. And Snyder, it is outside. Good fastball, though, from Campos. Just missing at 93. The count now at 2-2. So Bugarin will hit 6th. Cody Huff is 7th. Luis Mendez and E.J. Andrews Jr. to round out the Grizzlies lineup. As that pitch is in the dirt. Good stop by the catcher in Galice. And the count now full here to Jake Snyder. Runner at first, no outs here in the bottom of the first. 3-2 to Jake Snyder. Here comes the pitch. There goes Jorge, and that is high. Ball 4, and the Grizzlies in business here in the bottom of the first. Jorge up to second. He was going on the pitch, and Jake Snyder will draw a walk. So runner at first and a runner at second. There are no outs for first baseman Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt getting signs from his third base coach and the Grizzlies bench coach in Cesar Galvez. Over at first is the Grizzlies manager in Steve Solis. As here comes the first pitch to Betancourt, and he will take it outside for a ball. The count at 1-0. Betancourt batting .247, one home run, 42 RBI, a .646 OPS. The 19-year-old had a great series against the 66ers. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt, and he will take it in there for a strike. The count now at 1-1, 93 miles per hour on the top of the zone in the outside part of the plate. The count now at 1-1. Snyder walked, Jorge single. Here comes the 1-1 now to Bryant Betancourt as Campos comes set. And here comes a check on Jorge back at second. We'll get there with no throw. As the shortstop in Thompson, another recent draft pick by the Dodgers, holding on Jorge. Here comes the 1-1 now to Betancourt, and it is in there for a strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. The count now at 1-2. 94 miles per hour there to Betancourt from Campos. So Betancourt takes his time. The Grizzlies in the black uniforms tonight. The Quakes in the gray. Tuesday night baseball. Here comes the 1-2 now to Bryant Betancourt. And it is swung on and missed on an off-speed pitch down in the zone. And he is out with the base occupied at first as that ball will get Betancourt. So the first strikeout and first out of the inning. And here comes the DH and Skyler Messenger. So runner at first and second with one out. As we are now in August. And Skyler Messenger had a great August or great July in the California League. 8 home runs in the month of July. Led the league not only in the home run category, but also in RBI. As here comes the pitch from Campos, and that is a check swing, and it is just outside. And the count at 1-0 to Skyler Messenger. Messenger, over the past 2 months, has hit outstanding, hitting .278 now, and .899 OPS. 13 homers, 61 RBI. Here comes the pitch to him, and it is in there for a strike. The count now at 1-1. The player of the month has not been announced by Minor League Baseball yet, but I think Skyler Messenger has a chance. He is fourth in the league in home runs with 13. Former Fresno Grizzly shortstop Ryan Ritter still leads the league. As here's the 1-1, and it is down and away. And the count now at 2-1. Good spot there from Campos. And early on, that breaking ball, really good. Just missing the corners. Messenger leads the California League in RBI as well with 61. As here comes the 2-1 to Messenger. And it is a ground ball to the third baseman, a one-hopper, and it's going to be two instead. 5-4-3, Diaz, Izarra, Vetrano, and that ends the inning. The Grizzlies put a pair of runners on, but they come up empty. We head to the top of the second, no score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between the Quakes and the Grizzlies as Luis Rodriguez will lead things off against Michael Persecki. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Bobby Salazar's for providing tonight's press box food. Are you craving some delicious Mexican food? Look no further than Bobby Salazar's in Old Town Clovis. From sizzling fajitas to mouth-watering burritos, they've got something for everyone. Come join them for lunch or dinner in the heart of Clovis, or you can also order online for delivery at BobbySalazarsOTC.com. Bobby Salazar's Old Town Clovis is a proud official partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. The count 3-0 to Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch from Persecki, and it's in there for a strike. The count now at 3-1. Luis Rodriguez batting .276, 2 homers, 22 RBI, a .731 OPS as he swings and misses on a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and the count now at 3-2. August 1st, game number 97 of the 2023 season. As here comes the 3-2 offering from Persecki. He will wind, and here's the pitch. And it is fouled off the mask of Huff, and the count remains the same at 3-2. From the left-hander and Michael Persecki, an 8-5 record, a 3.30 ERA, making his 16th start of this season. As that is called strike three, perfectly painted on the outside part of the plate, and Rodriguez is out. Second strikeout for Persecki, first out of the inning, and here comes Jorge Puerta. So with one out, here comes the right fielder in Jorge Puerta, listed as a catcher on the Quakes roster, but can play a little bit of everywhere. Puerta, 5'11", 176 pounds, as he sees a called strike on the inside part of the plate, the count at 0-1, from Michael Persecki, who is 6'3", 200 pounds. Here comes the 0-1 from Persecki, and another strike in there, and it's quickly 0-2. That looked like the changeup from Persecki. So now Persecki way up in the count. Here comes the 0-2 from the left-hander. And it is just outside. Where did that miss? At 95 from Persecki. And the count now at 1-2. Good spot there to miss. Here comes his 1-2 offering to Puerta. And it's fouled off by the right fielder. And the count remains the same. Persecki, the left-hander, is from Hinsdale, Illinois. 22 years old. Drafted in the 6th round, pick number 176 by the Rockies in 2022. Here's the 1-2, and is fouled off again by Puerta. He went to the University of Louisville in his second professional season, first with the Grizzlies. Michael Persecki has won 4 of his past 5 starts. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off, and the count remains the same at 1-2. Persecki picked up a win in his last outing on July 25th at Inland Empire. 5 innings of 1-run ball. 4 hits, 2 walks, he struck out 4. Here comes the 1-2 again to Puerta. And it is inside in the dirt. Good stop from Huff. The count now at 2-2. Persecki making his second start, second appearance as well against the Quakes. A 1-0 record, 0 ERA. Went 5 scoreless innings back on April 20th. As the 2-2 is down and away, and the count now full from Persecki. In that outing, allowed 4 hits and 2 walks. He struck out 5. The Grizzlies won 6-1. Here comes the 3-2 now to Puerta, and he fouls it off once again. By the way, breaking news out of Major League Baseball, former Fresno Grizzly left-hander Framber Valdez throws his first career no-hitter as the Astros shut out the Guardians tonight. Congratulations to former Grizzlies lefty Framber Valdez, as that is a check swing. No, swung on and missed by Puerta, and he's down on strikes. Third strikeout now for Persecki. Second out of the inning, as here comes the DH now in Simon Reed. It was swung on and missed down and in on Puerta. So now two away. Now here's the DH in Simon Reed, batting .263, 1 homer, 15 RBI, as he fouls the first one to the left side and out of play. The count at 0-1 against Michael Persecki. Persecki in the month of July, 3 starts. He went 3-0 with a 0.57 ERA. The second best numbers-wise to Modesto right-hander in Tyler Cleveland. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-2. Persecki also against the California League South Division. 5 appearances. He has 3-1, a 0.98 ERA as he strikes out the side to end the inning. Persecki, 4 Ks. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Quakes as Andy Perez will strike to the plate against the right-hander in Chris Campos. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and Perez takes it outside. The count at 1-0. Fastball, slider, curveball for the right-hander in Campos. Here comes the 1-0 from the righty, and Perez takes it inside. The count at 2-0. Andy Perez is batting .250, one homer, 40 RBI. The 19-year-old is out of Cuba. Here comes the 2-0 to him, and he lines one foul and out of play. The count now at 2-1. Andy Perez at third base tonight. We've already seen the defense with the bare hand. As here comes the 2-1, and that's a high chopper to the second baseman, Izarra. Izarra's up with it. The throw to first is in time, and it goes 4-3 as Perez is retired. One out now as here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bouguerin. So Perez 4-3, and now Jesus Bouguerin batting .265, 8 homers, 55 RBI for the center fielder. First pitch to him is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. From Chris Campos, who is 5'10", 170 pounds, 22 years old. Here's the 0-1, and that is high. The count now at 1-1. Campos from Montebello, California, drafted in the 7th round, pick number 225 in 2022 by the Dodgers. As his 1-1 runs outside, the count now at 2-1. Went to St. Mary's, the Gales. As a count now at 2-1. Here comes the pitch to Bouguerin, and he lines one out to center field, a base hit. A one-out single for Jesus Bouguerin, and the Grizzlies have their second hit of the game. So Bouguerin continues to drive the ball well, as here comes the catcher, Cody Huff, who went 3-for-4 on Sunday. A double shy of the cycle for Huff. So Campos has pretty much been in California his whole lifetime. Montebello, then Moraga, and then now in Rancho Cucamonga, all over the California League. As we said, making his 19th appearance, 10th start. As the first pitch is a strike to Cody Huff, the count at 0-1. A 5-4 record, a 5.89 ERA. 44 1/3 innings for Campos this year. 56 strikeouts in his second professional season. Here comes the 0-1. That is outside. The count now at 1-1. Looked like the curveball there from Campos. Campos, between two teams last year, appeared in 6 games, made 5 starts, 4 of them with the Quakes. As that is in there for a strike. The count now at 1-2. Only threw 5 1/3 innings with the Quakes last year. Allowed 4 earned runs. Here comes the 1-2 from Campos. And Huff, ground ball foul down the third baseline. We'll do it again at 1-2. Campos this year, as we said, another start for him. Because he's been with the Quakes all year, the Grizzlies did see him early on in the year. He had a relief outing on April 19th against the Grizzlies, where he picked up a win after 3 2/3 innings of work, as the pitch runs outside. The count now at 2-2. 6 hits, no runs. He had 1 walk. He struck out 4, left a lot of base runners stranded in that outing. Now back on the bump here. As here's the 2-2, and Huff checks swing, and it gets away from the catcher, and there goes Boo Green to second. The ball is airmailed and caught by the shortstop, Thompson, and Boo Green will stay at second base. So now the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes as Boo Green gets his time. And it looks like a wild pitch right there as Galiz couldn't make the play. So runner at second with one out. And the count now full here to Cody Huff, who had 2 RBI and a run as well in his last outing. Here comes the 3-2 and time called by Cody Huff at the plate. It is a pass ball, by the way, ruled to the catcher in Galiz. So count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch once again to Cody Huff. And he will line one to right field, and it goes just foul. Down the right field line, we'll do it again at 3-2. The fastball in 93 from Campos. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Quakes and the Grizzlies. Just underway here at Chukchansey Park. A beautiful night here in the Central Valley. Nice crowd on hand. You can see some Dodger blue in attendance. A lot of fans on the first base side as well. Here comes the 3-2, and it's a breaking ball high, ball 4. And Cody Huff draws the walk as he battles back. Second walk issued by Campos. Runners now at first and second with one out as here comes the second baseman in Luis Mendez. Mendez batting .231, no homers, 12 RBI. Back with the Grizzlies after a quick stint in the ACL. As that pitch runs outside, the count at 1-0. Mendez, when he faced the Quakes, drew a lot of walks. And that's something that Mendez was trying to work on down the ACL, was being able to find his pitch and drive it. As here comes the 1-0 now to Mendez. And it is outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies trying to get on the board here early. The Grizzlies this year, when scoring first, Fresno is 37-7. 2 balls, no strikes. Runners at first and second with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch to Mendez, and he lines one just foul down the right field line. Oh, baby. That would have been extra bases for sure for Mendez. And the count now at 2-1. Boo Green was already at third base. Cody Huff was off on the play as well. So the count now 2-1 here to Luis Mendez. Off the bat at 99 miles per hour. Campos looks in once again. Long away from the righty. He now comes set around the belt. And here comes the 2-1. And Mendez flies one foul and out of play. And the count now at 2-2. Glad you could join us here in the bottom of the second inning as the Grizzlies and the Quakes. Game one of this 6-game series. So 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Here comes the pitch from Campos, and it's inside and almost gets away from Galiz, and he keeps it just in front of him as the runners in both Boo Green and Huff had to stop momentarily and make sure that ball got away, but Mendez putting the hand up as he falls towards the other batter's box. So the count now full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. We'll see if the runners take off right here as the right-hander starts to get loose down in the Quakes' pen. Here's the 3-2 now to Mendez, and he lines one down the right field line and foul. Mendez was right on that pitch at 102 off the bat. A fastball that Mendez, again, just ahead of. Great battle, though, between Mendez and Campos. The Grizzlies trying to get going here early. It's a very good Quakes team, winning the first half in the South Division. They're at 500 here in the second half, though. Here comes the 3-2, and Mendez fouls it off once again. The ball into the second level here at Chukchansey Park. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out still. Good battle between Mendez and Campos. This is pitch number 7 between the two. Pitch clock down to 3, down to 2, and time called, I think, at the plate by Mendez. To count now 3 balls and 2 strikes. And again, a long pause by Campos. Here comes the pitch. And Mendez takes it outside, ball 4. Bugarin a 3rd. Huff to 2nd, and Mendez draws the walk to load the bases with 1 out. And here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. as it'll be a mound visit by Sean Coyne, one of 2 pitching coaches here for the Quakes. While we have a quick mound visit, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here on the bottom of the 2nd inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Mound visit has ended now. Bases loaded with 1 out. And now it's E.J. Andrews Jr. batting 208. As here comes the first pitch to Andrews Jr., and it's low for a ball to count at 1-0. It's 1 ball, no strikes. To Andrews Jr., bases loaded with 1 out. Here's the pitch, and it is popped high in the air, and it's going to go right below us. And the count now at 1-1 on the foul ball. Count of 1 ball, 1 strike here to E.J. Andrews Jr., batting 208, 8 homers, 36 RBI. Here's the pitch, and Andrews Jr. takes it inside. The count now at 2-1. So 2 balls and 1 strike. Here comes the pitch, and it is in the dirt, and there's nowhere to put Andrews Jr. on. The count now at 3-1. Bases loaded and 1 out. As it's the right-hander Liam Doolan in the pen. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he fouls it off. And the count now full 3-2. Bases loaded, 1 out here in the bottom of the 2nd inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Quakes. E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog, trying to give the Grizzlies an early lead. Andrews Jr., the number 9 hitter in this Grizzlies lineup. Fresno would love to take advantage early against a very dangerous Quakes team. Here comes the 3-2 from Campos. He winds, he deals, and Andrews Jr., there's the first Grand Slam of the year. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is just foul. Oh, man, Andrews Jr. off the bat at 101, and if that would have left the yard, it's a Grand Slam instead. It's a long foul ball. So the count remains at 3-2. Oh, baby, here comes the 3-2. And that is inside, and it's 1-0 Grizzlies as Andrews Jr. draws the bases-loaded walk. Bugarin comes in to score. Up to 3rd goes Cody Huff. Mendez to 2nd. And Andrews Jr., a bases-loaded walk. It's an RBI as well for Andrews Jr. The 4th walk and a run as well. And that will do it for the right-hander and Chris Campos as they will go to the pen. 1-0 Grizzlies. They're looking to add on more. We will be right on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
prices.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As here's a ground ball to the third baseman, this could be 2-5-4-3, and that will end the inning. One pitch and two outs, and the Grizzlies' bases loaded can only net them one run. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the top of the third, 1-0 Fresno leads Rancho Cucamonga. The Grizzlies only getting one run in that second inning, a double play as right-hand pitcher Liam Dulon coming in to replace Chris Campos. One pitch, two outs. He got Jorge to end the inning. Now here in the top of the third, and the first pitch is a called strike to Sam Mongelli. Here in the top of the third, Michael Persecchi now back out. Here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed, and quickly 0-2 to Mongelli. From the left-hander and Michael Persecchi, here comes the 0-2, and it is fouled off to the right side and out of play. And we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Here in the top of the third, 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes here at Chuck Chansey Park. Glad you could join us. My name is Stephen Rice. Here comes the 0-2, and here's a ground ball softly hit to the shortstop, Jorge, who bobbles it. He had multiple chances to pick it up, and he cannot make the play. It is E6. There is no doubt about that one, as the leadoff man is on here for the Quakes, and it'll now be the shortstop in Jordan Thompson. So a runner at first, no outs here for Rancho Cucamonga. And now Jordan Thompson. And if you recognize that name, well, that's because he just won a national championship with the LSU Tigers. That pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. Thompson drafted in the 15th round this year out of LSU. He resides in San Diego, California, but played for the national championship LSU Tigers. Here's the 1-0. It is high. The count now at 2-0. Two of his teammates went 1-2 in the MLB draft. Right-hand pitcher Paul Skeens and then Dylan Cruz, the outfielder. Here comes the 2-0 now to Jordan Thompson. And it's a high pop-up, drifting to shallow center field. Who's it going to be? It's the second baseman in Mendez making the play as the center fielder Bugarin almost running into him. But it is a put-out either way as Thompson's retired. It goes P4 for the first out. So runner at first with one out. And here comes the second baseman in Jose Izarra. Singled his first time up. That was back in the first inning. As Persecki will come set, here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball in there. The count at 1-0. Oh, good curveball there from Persecki. So one ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Persecki. And it is fouled off. The count now at 1-1. Michael Persecki, that fastball at 94 miles per hour. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. As that pitch is popped up, and it will go foul. And the count now at 1-2. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. As that pitch is low to Izarra, the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the top of the third. Here comes the 2-2 now from Persecki. Over to Izarra, here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Izarra batting .226 with 4 homers. As he spoils that pitch from Michael Persecki. Persecki, as we said, 5 starts against the California League South Division, a 3-1 record, a 0.98 ERA as that pitch runs just high, and the count now full 3-2. Michael Persecki played at Louisville for 3 seasons, appearing in 35 games, but only making 4 starts. He was the team closer in 2022. As here comes the 3-2, and that is outside ball 4. The first walk issued by Persecki. So Izarra heads to first. Mongelli up to second. And now a hit and a walk so far, but runners at first and second with one out for Wilman Diaz, who struck out his first time. Mound visit now between Huff and Persecki. Well, Michael Persecki in 2022 made 26 appearances out of the Cardinal bullpen. Went 2-1 with 11 saves and a 3.38 ERA. His 11 saves were the second most in the ACC and tied for the 7th most in a single season for Louisville. He struck out 44 over 37 and 1/3 innings, had a 2-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. In 2021, suffered a shoulder strain that sidelined him for 2 months. And he had a shortened 2020 season. But now fully healthy with the Grizzlies. As here's the pitch. And that is swung and a miss by Diaz. The count at 0-1. Persecki was initially the Grizzlies' Thursday starter. Now pitching on Tuesdays. As here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on a miss. A fastball at 94. Quickly 0-2. Persecki, prior to Louisville, attended Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park, Illinois. where he was initially selected in the 35th round by the Phillies in the 2019 MLB draft. Here's the 0-2 to Diaz, and it swung on and missed. He went to the fastball, and Diaz is down on strikes. Fifth strikeout now for Prosecki. Two outs in the inning, and here comes the first baseman in Joe Vetrano, who reached on a fielder's choice. Runners at first and second with two outs. The Quakes trail the Grizzlies 1-0 here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0. And I wonder if Vetrano and Prosecki ever met against one another. Vetrano went to Boston College, of course, Prosecki at Louisville, ACC foes. As here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on a miss. The count at 1-1. Vetrano from Bronx, New York, a fifth-round draft pick in 2023. His fourth game after being selected in this year's draft. As here comes the 1-1, and that is outside. The count at 2-1. From Michael Prosecki. Now Vetrano from New York. Persecki's from Illinois. And instead of going pro, he went to Louisville over the likes of Nebraska, Duke, and Illinois as well. As here's the pitch, and that is just low and outside. The count now at 3-1. Led 3 years in baseball and 1 year in basketball, Prosecki did. Was one of the top left-handed pitchers in the 2019 class, according to Perfect Game. He was ranked 9th. As here's the pitch and a high chopper to first baseman Brian Betancourt, who makes the play himself, and that will end the inning. Prosecki, a clean third inning. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 the Grizzlies lead the Quakes. As Liam Doolan back in for another inning of work as he takes on Jake Snyder, who swings and misses on a breaking ball. The count 0-1. Liam Doolan, one pitch, two-thirds of an inning so far for the right-hander. In relief of Chris Campos, as here's another pitch in there for a strike. The count now at 0-2. Final line for righty Chris Campos, 1-1 third innings. Two hits, one run was earned. Four walks and one strikeout. As here's the 0-2, and that's a line drive, base hit to right field. Just over the outstretched glove of the jumping Izara at second. And Snyder has reached base twice now. He has a single. Third hit for Fresno. And here comes the first baseman in Brian Betancourt, who's 0-for-1. Liam Doolan is 6'5", 230 pounds, signed as an undrafted free agent by the Dodgers in 2022 out of Tennessee Wesleyan. As it will be a check on the runner in Snyder, he's back safely. Now, Doolan is from Blacktown, Australia. That's where he resides in the offseason. Here comes the pitch, and that is a foul ball to the left side and out of play. The count at 0-1. Liam Doolan, the right-hander. So no balls, one strike now to Betancourt. Here's the pitch as there goes Snyder. Swung and a miss by Betancourt. The throw to second, and it is not in time. As Snyder got in there, looked like he was off the bag initially. The tag by Thompson, and the ball gets out of the glove of Thompson, and Snyder is safe. A stolen base for Jake Snyder. So runner in scoring position here. As the count now 0-2 to Betancourt. For Jake Snyder, that is his 19th stolen base in 20 chances. As Betancourt swings and misses on a ball in the inside part of the plate, and he is out. First strikeout for Doolan, first out of the inning. And here comes the DH now in Skyler Messenger. Runner at first with one, or runner at second here with one out. As Skyler Messenger will stride to the plate. Doolan is appearing in his 14th game, all with the Quakes this season, out of the pen. A 3-0 record, a 4.94 ERA. As that ball gets away from the catcher, Galise. Snyder up to third on the wild pitch. So now a runner at third here with one out. Now Doolan, as we said, 3-0, a 4.94 ERA, his 14th game, all out of the pen. He has one save and two holds. 23 2/3 innings. He's allowed just one homer. Quakes infield now coming in. Here's the 1-0 to Messenger, and he loses his bat on a ball in the dirt, and the count now at 1-1. Messenger doesn't usually swing at a lot of pitches in the dirt like that. Shows the amount of movement from Doolan on his slider at 82 miles per hour. Count of one ball and one strike. They're in the bottom of the third, 1-1 or 1-0 our score. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes as that pitch is outside. The count now at 2-1. 1-1 the count now, 2-1 to Messenger. 1-0 Fresno looking to add on a run here. Here comes the 2-1 and Messenger fouls it off. The count now at 2-2. Messenger, as we said a little bit earlier, leads the California League in RBI. 13 homers this season. He had 8 in the month of July. A Messenger, a way better hitter than the last time these Quakes saw him. Into a double play his first time up, as here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball to the shortstop, who throws it home, and the play is late as the catcher, Galise, cannot hold on to the ball. A fielder's choice will score the run, and it's 2-0 Grizzlies. Messenger reaches on the fielder's choice. It's an RBI as Snyder scampers home on the throw from the shortstop. So a fielder's choice, and it's an RBI for Messenger. So a run now here. Runner at first with one out for Andy Perez, who's 0-1. It's now 2-0 Grizzlies as that pitch is low and inside. The count at 1-0. So Grizzlies a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 1-0 from Doolan, as there goes Messenger, and it's a hit and run. Is that ball out to left field? And it is caught. Messenger will head back to first. That ball's thrown in. It goes F7. And with the way the bat was swung right there by Perez, you could tell it was a hit and run. If you don't know what a hit and run is at home, it's when the runner from any base tries to steal a base, and then on that pitch, the batter tries to hit the ball too, trying to get the defense off balance in terms of positioning. As that's a called strike to Bugarin, the count at 0-1. Bugarin is 1-1, a single. He also scored a run back in the second inning. Here's the pitch to Bugarin, and it's a ground ball over to the second baseman, Izar, who gobbles it up over to first in time, and that ends the inning. But the Grizzlies add a run, a fielder's choice RBI for Skylar Messenger. We head to the top of the fourth, 2-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the top of the fourth inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Rancho Cucamonga. As here's a high chopper to the shortstop, Dion Jorge, who's up with it to throw to first in time, and Galese is retired. It goes 6-3 on the putout, and with one away, here comes the left fielder in Luis Rodriguez. The Grizzlies and the Quakes, Tuesday night baseball, game one of six between these two teams here at Chuck Chansey Park. A beautiful night here in downtown Fresno. Glad you could join us. Here's the pitch from Persecki, and it's inside the count at 1-0. Well, if you've never been to Chuck Chansey Park, boy, are you missing out. A beautiful ballpark here in downtown Fresno, as that's a check swing, a called strike. The count now at 1-1. It's 324 feet down the left field line, 385 to left center, 400 to dead center, as that pitch is just low, and check on the check swing by field umpire Jared Dwarson. He did not go around. The count now at 2-1. It is 335 down the short porch in right field, as that ball goes all the way to the backstop. The count now at 3-1. There's a grassy berm out in left center field and a big video board in the same area as well. As here comes the 3-1. And that is high ball four. And it's a one out walk to Luis Rodriguez. Second walk issued by Persecki. As here comes the right fielder in Jorge Puerta. Puerta 0 for 1. He struck out his first time up like Rodriguez did. There's a manual scoreboard out in right center field. Tons of wall signage here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch from Persecki. That's outside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies are on the first base side. Their bullpen down the right field line. The Quakes and the visiting team are on the third base side, and their bullpen down the left field line, as that is a called strike. The count now at 1-1 to Puerta. A new playing surface here for the 2023 season here at Chuck Chansey Park. One of the nice new improvements here at the ballpark. Here comes the 1-1 swung on and missed by Puerta. The count at 1-2. I know groundskeeper David Haciento has done a great job making this field look immaculate. As a count now 1-2. Some other amenities include that big video board out in left center field. New lights and a sound system. As here's the 1-2, and that is just high. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Fresno Social is down the left field line overlooking the opponent's bullpen. And then the Splash Park presented by Community Medical Centers is in right field as that is called strike 3. And just like that, Puerta is out on strikes. 6 strikeouts now for Prosecki. There are 2 outs in the inning. And here comes Simon Reed, the DH, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. So 2 away here in the top of the 4th inning. The Splash Park out in right field. There's a little grassy berm as well out in right field over that short porch. As here's a foul ball, the count at 0-1. First level here at Chuck Chancey Park are concessions. You can also see our big lineup board in the standings, where the Grizzlies are in first place in the California League North Division. On the second levels are Kodiak Club and the Grizzlies front offices as well. As the 0-1 is a called strike, the count at 0-2. And then we are on the top level where there's suites and our press box, overlooking this beautiful ballpark. As here comes the 0-2 from Prosecki. And it is a ground ball into right field, a base hit past the diving first baseman in Bennecourt. The throw in by the right fielder in Andrews Jr. is to the shortstop, Jorge Rodriguez, up to third. That's a single for Reed. So now runners at the corners here with 2 outs. Just a second hit for the Quakes. And here comes Sam Mongelli, who reached on an error his first time up. Now, besides this beautiful ballpark as well, we have a lot of great in-game promotions. And, of course, the best mascot in all of minor league baseball, Parker T-Bear. And they are awaiting you. Something for everyone, whether it's food, whether it's in-game entertainment, whether it's promotions. We'll give you some promotions in the next half inning. As Prosecki looks into Mongelli, runners at first and third, as there's a shift on here for Mongelli as he fouls it off to count at 0-1. Mongelli, the center fielder this evening. Count at 0-1 from Michael Prosecki here in the top of the 4th inning. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes 2-0. As Prosecki will come set, here comes the 0-1. And it is inside. The count now at 1-1. But this year we've had some giveaways. We've had some character appearances. We've had some specialty jerseys. And this week is another great week of promotions. Here comes the 1-1. It's a ground ball to the third baseman, Perez, who goes the short way to second to end the inning. Prosecki works out of a couple runners and the jam. We head to the bottom of the 4th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 Fresno leads Rancho Cucamonga. As Liam Dulong back out to take on Cody Huff, here's the pitch, and Huff, little fly ball out to right field. This is playable, though, for the right fielder Puerta, and he will make the catch for the first out, and Huff is retired. It goes F9. Now Huff 0-for-1 with a walk, and here comes Luis Mendez, who walked his first time up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As here comes the pitch from Dulon, and it's in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. Minkel Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that pitch is outside of Mendez, count now at 2-2. He also wears the number 2. As here comes the pitch from the righty in Dulon. Wines and deals, and that is swung on and missed. And Dulon strikes out Mendez for the second out. Second strikeout as well for Dulon. And with two away, here comes the right fielder in Andrews Jr. A bases-loaded RBI walk for him back in the second inning. Here in the bottom fourth. As here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Good pitch from the right-hander in Dulon. Here comes the 0-1, and that is just low, and the count now at 1-1. As we said, a lot of promotions this week. Tonight is 2 for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. Here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr., and he swings and misses. The count now at 1-2. The 2 for Tuesday is one of the great promotions here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. It is high. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-for-1 field box tickets to Maya's Cinema's Family Day tickets, and take advantage of both $2 sodas and $2 novelty ice cream. As that is called strike 3, and Andrews Jr. is out. That will end the inning as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Thank you. Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the top of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes 2-0. As Jordan Thompson is 0-for-1, will stride to the plate against the left-hander Michael Persecki, who will wind and deal. Here comes the first pitch, and it's a breaking ball. Called a strike on the inside part of the plate. Nice curveball there from Persecki. Count 0-1 here to Thompson. Here comes the next pitch from the left-hander. Another curveball, this time fouled off. The count now at 0-2. We were talking promotions before the break, and as we said, today is 2 for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. Well, tomorrow in Game 2 of 6, it's What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch, 2 reserve tickets, 2 Island Water Park tickets valid Monday through Thursday. As that pitch is lifted to right field, and Bendicourt going to give it chase, and he is going to run out of room, and the count remains at 0-2. There's also 2 hot dogs and 2 sodas, over a $120 value for just $34. What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. That is tomorrow at 6:50 p.m. On Thursday for Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Quakes, it's Tioga Thursdays, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Here comes the 0-2 from Persecki, and that one is still fouled off by Thompson. We'll do it again with the same count. 2 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. It's a great deal for Tioga Thursdays. On Friday, August 4th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Here's the 0-2, and a ground ball foul down the left field line. We'll do it again at 0-2. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch for Teachers Night Out as school's right around the corner. It is presented by ABC 30 and Friday Night Fireworks presented by EECU. If you're a teacher, get $10 field box tickets. As here's a strikeout from Michael Persecki. Down goes Thompson. And now that's 7 strikeouts for the lefty. 1 out in the inning. And here comes the second baseman in Jose Izarra. Izarra 1-for-1. He's reached base twice off a single and a walk. 1 out here in the fifth inning. As here's the pitch from Persecki. Swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. On Saturday, August 5th, with school almost back in session, it's back to school night presented by Calviva Health. Here's a fly ball out to deep center field. Boogering on the run, and he makes the play just shy of that warning track for the second out. Izarra gave it a ride, but comes up empty. 2 outs now as here comes the third baseman in Wilman Diaz. Diaz 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. It's back to school night presented by Calviva Health and karate night presented by Guido's Martial Arts. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch for game 5 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Quakes. As a curveball's in there for a strike, the count at 0-1. A back to school drive-in festival during the day. $10 field box tickets for all students. And it's also karate night, so we expect you to wear all your karate and mixed martial arts gear. As Diaz swings and misses, the count now at 0-2. That's Saturday, August 5th. As here comes the 0-2 from Persecki, it's outside, the count at 1-2. Finally, to wrap up the series on Sunday, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. But join us for pregame catch on the field from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. Michael Persecki strikes out Diaz for the third time. He's got 8 punchouts through 5 scoreless innings. We'll talk more promotions right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards.
Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-0, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes, as Deion Jorge will lead things off, 1-for-2, with a single back in the first inning. He hit into a double play in the second. Here comes the pitch from Doolon, and that pitch is high in the air in fair territory. Now going foul, it's the second baseman Izarra making the play. And one pitch and one out as Jorge is retired. It goes P4 for the first out. And here comes the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Snyder, 1-for-1, a single walk, stolen base, and a run scored. He had the single, stolen base, and the run back in the third inning as he will stride to the plate. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has great prices and new amenities, and they are waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. And we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor here in the bottom of the fifth inning here on August 1st. We've made it to August. As here comes the 1-1 now to Snyder. That is low for a ball. The count now at 2-1. We were talking promotion still here. And if we go back to Sunday, August 6th, as that pitch is a called strike. The count now 2-2 here to Snyder. We have pregame catch on the field from 4.05 p.m. to 4.35 p.m. And then join us for video games night presented by Dave and Buster's. A save March Sunday at 5.05 p.m. And stay after the game for kids on the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. As that pitch is inside, the count now full 3-2. Video game night presented by Dave and Buster's. A special character appearance by your favorite video game plumber. And a save March Sunday as well. That will wrap up this six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. As the Grizzlies battle a very tough Dodgers affiliate. As here's a ground ball to the second baseman, and Snyder is out at first. Izarra, great throw to first in time for the out. It goes 4-3 as Izarra makes the play, and Snyder almost beat it out by an eyelash. And with two outs, here's Bryant Betancourt 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. So Betancourt is one of four strikeouts, or he has two of the four strikeouts so far. As here's the first pitch to him. It's a high chopper, and it's fouled down the first baseline. The count at 0-1. Now, for all those promotions that we talked about, from Teacher's Night Out to Student's Night Out, Video Games Night, you can grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give us a call at 559-320-4487. As here's a ground ball to the first baseman in Ventrano, he will make the play in a 1-2-3 inning for Liam Doolon, who's been fantastic out of the pen. We head to the top of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead 2-0. You're listening to them on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also
also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 2-0 the Grizzlies lead the Quakes. As Joe Vetrano, the first baseman, will strike to the plate against Michael Persecki, who's in his sixth inning of work. Vetrano reached on a fielder's choice and he ground out to first, so 0-2 tonight. As the pitch from Persecki's in there for a strike, the count at 0-1. There's action in both bullpens now. It looks like the right-hander Sergio Sanchez is in the pen for the Grizzlies. As here's the 0-1, and that's a check swing. He did go around. The count now at 0-2 to Vetrano. As Persecki looking for another punch out. He's got 8 so far. Here comes the 0-2 from Persecki. It will wind, and here's the pitch. And it is in there, and he has tied a career high with 9 strikeouts. Joe Vetrano down on strikes. And just like that, one away here in the top of the sixth inning. And here's Jesus Galiz 0-2 with a pair of ground outs. As here comes the pitch from Persecki. Winds and deals, and that is inside. And the count at 1-0. Here comes the next pitch from Persecki, and it swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. So Persecki has tied a career high. And now looking to beat his career high right here. Here comes the 1-1, and it's fouled off. The count now at 1-2. Sergio Sanchez and John Edwards. Edwards, the right-hander in the Quakes pen. And Sanchez, the right-hander in the Grizzlies pen. As that's outside, the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Galiz. Persecki. He will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and there is a new career high. Galiz down on strikes, and Michael Persecki, with those 10 strikeouts, has tied for the most strikeouts by a Grizzlies starter in a single game this season. And with two away, here's Luis Rodriguez. Blake Adams had 10 in his start, and that was against the Quakes on April 19th, as that pitch is inside the count at 1-0. So both of the 10 strikeouts have come against the Quakes. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a strike, and the count now at 1-1. Good pitch right there from Persecki. Rodriguez 0-1 with a walk. Here's the 1-1. And that is in there for a strike, and the count at 1-2. And Persecki just diming some pitches right now. As he looks to punch out the side for the second time. Here's the 1-2. And he did it! 11 strikeouts for Michael Persecki! He has tied a career high with 6 innings of work. We head to the bottom of the 6. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes 2-0 as Skyler Messenger will stride to the plate. An RBI on a fielder's choice back in the third inning as he'll take a called strike from the new Quakes pitcher, right-hander number 21, John Edwards. He becomes now the second reliever out of the Quakes pen. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's outside. The count at 1-1. Edwards can dot into the upper 90s. And it takes over for Liam Doolan, who was fantastic. Here comes the 1-1 now from Edwards. And it is outside. The count now at 2-1. So Doolan goes 3 2/3 innings. Allowed one hit, one run it was earned. No walks, and he struck out three. Edwards in his 25th game now as he makes Messenger swing and miss. The count now at 2-2. Good pitch right there from Edwards. Good downwards action from the right-hander. So now the count here at 2-2. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Edwards to Messenger. And it is in the dirt. The count full 3-2 now. So 25th game for Edwards, a 2-2 record, a 7 ERA, formerly drafted by the Rangers in 2018, a 16th rounder from Georgia Southern. Here's the full count pitch, and it's way outside, and a leadoff walk to Skyler Messenger. That is the fifth walk by Rancho pitching. Runner at first with no outs, and here's Andy Perez, who's 0-2. Edwards is 23 years old, 6'6", 185 pounds. He's from Atlanta, Georgia, so he played his college ball pretty much right at home. As here comes the pitch from the tall righty in Edwards, and it's a fly ball foul. And the count at 0-1 here to Andy Perez. And Edwards did face the Grizzlies. That was on April 21st in a relief outing. 1 1/3 innings, allowed an unearned run thanks to three walks. Here comes the 0-1 now to Perez with Messenger leading from first. And Perez fouls it off. And the count now at 0-2. As we have tonight's attendance, 2,173. 2,173 tonight. As here comes the 0-2 now to Andy Perez. And it's in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher in Gullies. The count now at 1-2. Game 1 of 6 against the Dodgers single-A affiliate, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give us a call or come down to the Chansey Park box office. Here's the 1-2 to Perez, and he fouls it off the mask of Gullies. The count remains at 1-2. The Grizzlies will also have a homestand later on in the month against the Stockton Ports. And then we'll wrap up the season against the Modesto Nuts right here at Chansey Park. So 17 more chances after tonight to watch your Grizzlies at home before, hopefully, the postseason. Here's the 1-2 to Perez, and it's outside. And the runner Messenger is out by a mile at second. Maybe a missed sign. Maybe Messenger tried running on what he thought was a ball in the dirt. Instead, he is thrown out. That is the first out of the inning. And the count now 2-2 here to Andy Perez. And the way Messenger is acting, it looked like that maybe he misread the ball in the dirt. So now 2-2 to Perez. Here comes the pitch from Edwards. And he fouls it off, and it looked like it went off his foot as well. That never feels good. Again, tons of promotions upcoming this week as well. We would love to see you here at your Chansey Park. Get a suite. Come check out the pool in left center field. Come to the Kodiak Club. Come to the field box. Be right behind the Grizzlies dugout. You feel like you're on the field. Count now 2-2 here to Perez. We would love to have you here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the 2-2 offering to Perez, and it's way inside, and Perez has to get out of the way. And the count now full 3-2. Edwards, 99 on the gun. And it's always scary when you have a guy who throws as hard as Edwards does that doesn't know where the ball is going. It's always scary, especially on that inside fastball. Here comes the 3-2, and Perez swings and misses, and Edwards went right back to the fastball at 97, and Perez is out. First strikeout by Edwards, second out of the inning, and here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin, who's 1-for-2 with a single. He also scored back in the second inning. As here comes the pitch to Bugarin. And it is in there for a strike in the count at 0-1. Looked like the breaking ball from Edwards. Very lanky right-hander. Wears number 21 on the back of his gray jersey. Here comes the 0-1, and it is line foul. And it's quickly 0-2 to Bugarin. Always scary towards that parking lot out there. The count now at 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Edwards, who will step over the back of that mound, and now a high chopper to the second baseman, Izar, who's been busy, over to first in time, and Edwards has it clean, sixth inning. We had the seventh, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. First pitch from the new Grizzlies right-hander is Sergio Sanchez. It's outside to Jorge Puerto. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. The count now 1-0. To Puerta. Here's next pitch from Sanchez outside. The count now at 2-0. Final line for Grizzlies left-hander Michael Perseki, and he might have just pitched himself into a Pitcher of the Week contest. As here's the 2-0, it is low and outside the count at 3-0. Perseki, 6 scoreless innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 11 punchouts for the left-hander. As here's a 3-0 from Sanchez, and it's a called strike on the inside part of the plate, and the count now at 3-1. So Perseki now has allowed 1 earned run over his last 4 starts, and he continues to pitch well against the California League South Division. As that ball is inside, ball 4, and a leadoff walk to Puerta. Third walk by Fresno pitching, as here comes Simon Reed, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Perseki tied his career high with 6 innings of work. He also had a career high 11 Ks. His 11 strikeouts, most by a Grizzlies starter in a single game this season. 3 away from a Grizzlies franchise record. As here comes the pitch from the righty in Sanchez, and it's outside of Reed in the count at 1-0. And that ball might have caught more of the plate than we thought. But Perseki has not allowed an earned run this year against 2 starts against the Quakes, spanning 11 innings. As here comes the 1-0, and that's a high fly ball out to center field. Bouguereau racing back. He's at the warning track, and he will make the catch. A long first out, but Reed is retired. He goes F8, and he'll bring up the center fielder in Sam Mongelli, who's 0-for-2, reached on an error back in the third inning. Great outing for Perseki, who just continues to dominate, especially here in the second half, as here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer for a mound visit with the righty in Sergio Sanchez. Sergio Sanchez this year has actually pitched very well out of the bullpen. He is appearing in his 27th game, a 1-1 record, a 2.48 ERA. He has 3 holds and is 2-for-3 in save opportunities. Sanchez is 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, signed by the Rockies as an international and drafted free agent in 2018, and he wears the number 30 on the back of his jersey. As here comes the pitch now to Mongelli, and it is high for a ball, and the count at 1-0, and it looks like Parker T. Bear took a spill on the home dugout side. I think they have to make sure he's okay. Silly Bear. As here comes the 1-0 from Sergio Sanchez. And it is in the dirt. It gets away from Huff, who can't pick it up. He had an initial play, but Puerta's up to second base on the wild pitch. As Carson Skipper, the left-hander, starts to get loose down in that Grizzlies pen. So now runner at second with 1 out. 2-0. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes here in the top of the 7th. As Sergio Sanchez trying to get out of this inning without any runs, the Grizzlies will have the bottom of their lineup in the bottom of the 7th inning. Stay tuned for scores around the league. As here comes the 2-0 from Sanchez to Mongelli. And it's inside, and it's now 3 balls and no strikes. So Sanchez can't find the strike zone. So 3 balls, no strikes. Sanchez will come set around the belt, and here comes his 3-0 offering to Mongelli. And it is low, ball 4, and another walk issued by Sanchez. So now runners at first and second with 1 out. And here comes the shortstop in Jordan Thompson. You wonder what the leash will be right here as Steve Solis is at the second step of the dugout, seeing if Skipper is ready to go. Runners at first and second with 1 out, and Jordan Thompson, who's 0-for-2, the LSU product. Thompson sporting a nice mustache, the long dark hair from the back of his blue cap, as the ball gets away from the Grizzlies dugout. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Bobby Salazar's for providing tonight's press box food. Are you craving some delicious Mexican food? Look no further than Bobby Salazar's in Old Town Clovis. Here's the pitch to Thompson, swung on and missed the count at 0-1. From sizzling fajitas to mouth-watering burritos, they've got something for everyone. Come join them for lunch or dinner. In the heart of Clovis, as that is swung on and missed, the count now at 0-2. In the heart of Clovis, or you can also order online for delivery at Bobby Salazar's OTC.com. Bobby Salazar's Old Town Clovis is a proud official partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's press box food here in the top of the seventh. As here comes the 0-2 from Sanchez to Thompson. And it swung on and missed. He went to the slider. And just like that, Thompson becomes the first strikeout victim of Sanchez and the second out of the inning. Two outs now. Runners at first and second. And here's Jose Izarra. 1-for-2. A single in the first. A walk in the third. As Sanchez looking to get out of the inning unscathed. Here in the top of the seventh inning, here's the pitch. And it's a line drive out to center field, a base hit. This will score one. Runners will advance to first and third. And just like that, it is a 2-1 game. As Izarra, the RBI single. Coming in to score is Puerta. Up to third, Mongelli. That is the first hit of the inning, a run as well. That's only the third hit by the Quakes, and that will do it for Sanchez. As here comes lefty Carson Skipper. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 2-1, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes here in the top of the seventh. Runners at first and third with two outs. As Wilman Diaz will take on Carson Skipper. Diaz 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. As lefty Skipper looking to get out this inning. Well, the first pitch is swung on and missed. They count it 0-1. As Wilman Diaz 0-for-3. Fans right now wanting Skipper to get out the inning after that first pitch. Here comes the 0-1. And it gets away from Hoff. And up to second goes the runner. And Izarra, a wild pitch, maybe even a pass ball. It looks like Huff had to make that play. The count at 1-1. Runners at second and third. There are two outs now in the Quakes. The go-ahead run is at second. It is a pass ball to Cody Huff. So second and third with two outs. As here comes the 1-1. And it swung on and missed. He went to the breaking ball. And the count at 1-2. Skipper, 6'2", 211 pounds, 23 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. 11th round draft pick in 2022 out of Auburn. Here comes the 1-2. It's outside. The count now at 2-2. 11th round draft pick out of Auburn for Carson Skipper. Skipper, 29th game of the season. He is 0-2. Here's the 2-2, and it's high, ball three, and the count is now full. Three balls and no strikes. As here comes the payoff pitch from Carson Skipper, and it swung on and missed, and for the fourth time, Diaz is out on strikes. We head to the stretch. The Grizzlies lead 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-1. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes as Cody Huff will lead things off against John Edwards, who's back out for his second inning of work. Carson Skipper got out of the seventh inning, and now the Grizzlies offense trying to get something going. As here's Cody Huff. First pitch from Edwards is lined to right field. That ball is deep, but it will go foul. And the count at 0-1. Cody Huff, 0-1. He walked back in the second inning. Went 3-for-4 on Sunday, extending his hit streak to 5 games. As here comes the 0-1 to Huff. It's outside. The count now at 1-1. As Carlos Torres is in the pen for the Grizzlies. 1-1 now to Cody Huff. Bottom of the lineup here for Fresno. Here comes the 1-1, and it is down low. And the count now at 2-1. To Cody Huff. Baseball family, his brother plays at Arizona. His dad is a scout. As here's the 2-1, and it is outside. And the count now at 3-1. Tuesday night baseball, 2,173 fans here tonight at Chuck Chansey Park. As here's the 3-1 of Huff, and he flies one high in the air. This is playable, though. Who's it going to be? It's the first baseman, Vetrano, and he will make the play. Huff retired P3 for the first out. But here comes the second baseman, Luis Mendez, 0-1 with a walk. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively, we have 6 combined hits in this contest. A single by Jorge to lead off the game, a single by Jesus Bugarin, and a single by Jake Snyder. Now, both Bugarin and Snyder on their singles, they came around to score. As a count 0-1 to Mendez, he looked to bunt initially as the ball will go towards the Grizzlies dugout. And a new one here for John Edwards. Here comes the 0-1. The right-hander winds and deals, and it is low. And the count now at 1-1 as the buses are here now for the Quakes. They will take them over to their hotel after the game. Count 1-1 here to Luis Mendez. Here comes the 1-1. And Mendez, a high pop-up. This is drifting to shallow right center field. The second baseman, Izara, is there, and he will make the play. Two outs now as here comes the right fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., bases loaded RBI walk in the second inning. He struck out looking back in the fourth, so 0-1 tonight. This has been a great pitcher's duel between the Quakes and the Grizzlies. Here comes the first pitch from Edwards. And it is in there for a strike in the count at 0-1. Good fastball there from Edwards. Almost 98 miles per hour. Good firm fastball. Here comes the 0-1. And that is outside. And the count now at 1-1 to Andrews Jr. A little bit low as well. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Edwards. And it is in there for a strike in the count at 1-2. Well, tonight was the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. And the Dodgers were buyers. The Rockies were sellers at the deadline. Well, here comes the 1-2. And that is called strike three. And that will end the inning. We'll talk more about the trade deadline in the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5
2023. Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 2-1, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes. As Joe Vetrano will lead things off against the new Grizzlies pitcher, right-hander Carlos Torres. Here's the first pitch from Torres, is in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Vetrano 0-3. He reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. As here comes the 1-0. It's outside. The count at 2-0 from Carlos Torres as Garrett McDaniels is in the pen for the Quakes. The count 2-0 now from Carlos Torres. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's swung on and missed. The count now at 2-1. So final lines for both Sergio Sanchez and Carson Skipper for Fresno. Sanchez, two-thirds of an inning. One hit, one run it was earned, two walks, and one K. Here's a high chopper, and it's going to get through to right field, a base hit. A leadoff single for Vetrano. That's the tying run. It's on. Four hits now for the Quakes. As here comes the catcher in Jesus Galiz. 0-3, a pair of groundouts and a strikeout. And then Carson Skipper, one-third of an inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, and a big strikeout of Diaz to end the top of the seventh. As here comes the pitch, it's outside. The count at 1-0. Nice moon as well out in right center field. A beautiful, beautiful dark yellow moon. As here comes the 1-0 from Torres, and it's fouled off. And the count now at 1-1. So one ball, one strike from Carlos Torres now. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it is inside. The count now at 2-1. Carlos Torres is 6'4", 240 pounds, 22 years old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. a 20th round draft pick in 2022 out of Lehigh. As Galees fouls it off, the count now at 2-2. As we said, Torres, 22 years old, pitched last on Sunday in relief. He's been one of the best pitchers out of the pen for Mark Brewer this year. As here comes the 2-2, and it's a high chopper, and it goes foul down the left field line, and we'll do it again with the same count. Torres appearing in his 31st game all out of the bullpen, a 5-1 record, a 4.43 ERA. He has 9 holds this year. As that is swung on and missed down in the zone, and Torres has a big punch out of Galees. First strikeout for Torres, first out of the inning. And here comes Luis Rodriguez, who's 0-2 with a walk. 14 strikeouts now by Grizzlies pitching. They're now too shy of a team high this year. As here comes the first pitch, and it is low to Rodriguez. The count at 1-0. The team struck out 19 batters back on July 3rd at Stockton. 16 was the previous high before that. As that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Runner at first with one out. Here comes the pitch from Torres, and it's fouled off. And the count at 1-2, and it went off of the body of Cody Huff, and he is down in pain, and that is never good, as they're going to check on Cody Huff. And Huff, very tough, and he looks like he's actually in some pain. While we have a quick time, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the eighth inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As they still are checking on Cody Huff, he will take a pitch here from Carlos Torres. And hopefully he's okay here. That never feels good when you take a ball off your leg. That first pitch, he looked to be okay, but it's still not a fun spot to get hit. The catching position, the catcher is probably the hardest position in baseball. You're in on every play. You're in a full suit. You will get hit by foul balls, hard fastballs, off-speed pitches. You're making play after play. It's not fun. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside, and the count now at 2-2. And when you have a guy like Torres who is a good sinker, any foul ball is going to come right into your legs. As here comes the 2-2 to Rodriguez. And it is called strike three, and Torres strikes out Rodriguez in the top of the zone. Two away now is Tim Barreras talking to someone from the Quakes dugout. There are two outs now, runner at first. And here comes Jorge Puerto, 0-2, a walk, and he scored a run back in the seventh. 2-1 Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth inning. As that pitch is in there, and the count at 0-1. Not only was the Quakes dugout talking, but also the batter in Rodriguez. As here comes the 0-1 from Torres, and that is a fly ball out to shallow right field. Andrews Jr. is coming in. He will reach up and make the catch, and the Grizzlies are out of the eighth. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies need some insurance runs. They lead 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring.
Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 2-1. As Dion Jorge will lead things off against the new Rancho Cucamonga pitcher. It's left-hander Garrett McDaniels. As he will come out of the pen, John Edwards, two scoreless innings. He allowed one walk and struck out a pair. As here's the first pitch from left-hander McDaniels. It's outside. The count at 1-0 to Dion Jorge, who's 1-for-3, a single back in the first inning. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and a ground ball again to Izara, who's been busy. He makes the play, goes 4-3. What a night for Izara over at second. And with one away, here comes Jake Snyder. 1-for-2, a single and a run back in the third. He also stole a base, and he's walked. As it's time to give you scores around the California League. Let's start with the game in Inland Empire, where the Giants lead the 66ers 6-2 in the top of the eighth inning. The Giants and the Quakes both won their first halves. Inland Empire and Fresno both lead here in the second half, though. So big game as the Giants lead the 66ers. Over in Visalia, it's all Ports over the Rawhide in a battle of last place teams. The Ports lead the Rawhide in the bottom of the seventh, 7-1. Finally, over in Modesto, the Modesto Nuts lead the Lake Elsinore Storm 5-1. And they're heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. Modesto and San Jose, the two teams that are close behind the Grizzlies. So Fresno needs to win tonight, as here's a ground ball to the third baseman Diaz, who makes a nice snag. The throw to first in time, it goes 5-3. There's now two outs. As the Grizzlies closer, Zach Agno starts to loosen. He'll bring up the first baseman and Bryant Betancourt, who's 0-for-3 tonight. So those are the scores around the California League. Our score here, 2-1 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. In game one of six between the Quakes and the Grizzlies. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. As here's the 0-1 to Betancourt inside, and the count now at 1-1. And we said a little bit earlier about the trade deadline. Well, the Rockies made a couple trades, but one of them actually affects Fresno's roster. They made a trade on Sunday with the Los Angeles Angels, as that ball is fouled off to count at 1-2. CJ Cron and Randall Grichuk was traded to the Angels, and in return, right-hander Jake Madden and left-hander Mason Albright went to the Rockies. We'll talk more about it when we head to the ninth. The Grizzlies go down 1-2-3. We head to the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the
Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes 2-1. As closer Zach Agnos is on for the ninth inning, it will be 7-8-9 in Rancho Cucamonga's lineup. And Reed, Mongelli, and Thompson against one of the best relief pitchers in the California League, Zach Agnos, here in the ninth inning. As Simon Reed will lead things off. Reed, 1-for-3, a single back in the fourth. We were talking about the trade deadline, and the Grizzlies added a pair of pitchers after the Angels and the Rockies made a deal on Sunday. As here's the first pitch from Agnos outside of Reed, the count at 1-0. Outfielder Randall Grichuk and first baseman C.J. Krohn went to the Angels and returned two minor league pitchers who were playing for the Inland Empire 66ers. Are now heading to the Grizzlies. Left-hander Mason Albright and right-hander Jake Madden, who both were added to the Grizzlies roster today. Right-hander Anderson Pilar was called up to High A Spokane as the corresponding move. As here's the pitch from Agnos, and that's a called strike. And the count now at 1-2. And Albright will pitch tomorrow. Jake Madden will pitch later in the series. But congratulations to both former Angels, now with the Rockies organization and with the Fresno Grizzlies, two big starters. As that is swung on and missed, and just like that, Reed is out. First strikeout from Agnos. And here comes the center fielder in Sam Mongelli. The crafty lefty in Albright, then the big righty in Madden, both joining Fresno. And now let's talk about the right-hander in Zach Agnos, who's appearing in his 35th game. A 2-3 record, a 2.92 ERA. But Agnos leads all of minor league baseball with 18 saves. As here's a fly ball out to right field, and it's the second baseman Mendez making the catch. And that is the second out. He stays with it as his body falls to the ground and two away. And here's Jordan Thompson. Well, Agnos, he has a minor league leading 18 saves, which is tied for seventh all time in Grizzlies single season saves. If he gets a save tonight, it will tie Gino Espinelli for sixth all-time. As here's the pitch, and it is a ball outside. The count at 1-0. As here comes the 1-0. And it is a ground ball to Perez. Perez is up with it. The throw to first is low. The dig is not in time. And it will go into the Grizzlies' dugout, and Thompson is awarded second. Oh, man, E5 on the Perez throw with two outs here in the ninth inning. And Agnos now, runner at second, the tying run. And here comes Jose Izar, their best hitter, 2-for-3, two singles and a walk tonight. As a mound visit here between Huff and Agnos. But Agnos, one away from tying for sixth all time, his 18 saves. One more will make it 19, tying with Gino Espinelli for sixth all time. Agnos is 6 feet, 210 pounds, 22 years old from Haymarket, Virginia. Went to East Carolina, was drafted in the 10th round by the Rockies in 2022. A strong right-handed pitcher in Agnos. Agnos, long curly hair from the back of his black cap, sporting a nice mustache as well. As he looks for the save right here, runner at second. Two outs now for Jose Izarra. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed in the count at 0-1. Agnos right there going to the slider. Three pitches, fastball, slider, and split. Down at 0-1, Agnos will come set. Here's his pitch, and it is just low in the count at 1-1. Good pitch from Agnos at 93. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game. Here comes the 1-1, and it is called strike two. Good slider from Magnos on the outside part of the plate. And just like that, the Quakes down to their last strike. Runner at second, 1-2 with two outs. Here's the pitch from Magnos, and it is high for a ball. The count at 2-2, he elevated the fastball there. At 96 miles per hour to Jose Izarra. Wilman Diaz on deck. Here comes the 2-2, and it's high for a ball. And the count now full 3-2 as he tried to elevate another fastball in 96. Action now down in the Quakes' pen. It looks like their closer is getting loose. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off by Izarra. Just got a piece of it. In the Quakes' pen is the right-hander, number 45, Kelvin Ramirez. The 6'4 right-hander. Three balls, two strikes. We'll have another payoff pitch right here. Agnos looks into Izarra. He will come set around the chest. Here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt, ball four, and the go-ahead run is on with two outs here in the ninth. That's now five walks by Fresno pitching, and here's Wilman Diaz, 0-for-4 with four strikeouts, and I think they're going to pinch hit for him, possibly. As manager John Shoemaker coming to talk to the home plate umpire, and it looks like it will be a pinch hitter. And it'll be Jose De Paula, as we'll have a mound visit as well. So Diaz pinch hit four here in the ninth inning. And it is number 50, Josue De Paula. As Huff trying to give some signs here. So De Paula will pinch hit here. As Mark Brewer going to go talk now on the mound with Zach Agnos. They're going to try to give a scouting report to the pinch hitter in De Paula. Two outs, runners at first and second. The Quakes trail 2-1 to the Grizzlies. Now, Jose De Paula, and this is going to mind-boggle everybody right here. Born on May 24th, 2005. He is 18 years old. So De Paula, the lefty, will pinch hit against the righty Agnos. One of three bench players for the Quakes. Here comes the first pitch from Agnos. And it swung on and missed the count at 0-1. De Paula signed as an international free agent in 2022 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Here's the 0-1 from Agnos. And it swung on and missed, and it's quickly 0-2. Good breaking ball down and in. De Paula 6'3", 185 pounds. And Agnos going to try to put him away. Runners at first and second with two outs. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and that will do it. Zach Agnos is now tied for sixth all-time in Grizzlies single-season saves, and the Grizzlies win 2-1. They have not lost two in a row in 48 straight games. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free
from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park, for the postgame show as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes by a score of 2-1. Your Grizzlies now 59-38 overall, 23-8 in the second half. That's the best record in minor league baseball. The Quakes fall to 54-43. They are now 15-16 here in the second half. Final lines, Rancho Cucamonga, one run on four hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. For Fresno, two runs on three hits, two errors. They left four on base. The winning pitcher is Michael Persecki. He is 9-5. The losing pitcher is Chris Campos. He is 5-5. And the save to Zach Agnos, his 19th of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 13 minutes. In front of a paid crowd of 2,173. Let's get through tonight's scoring plays. The Grizzlies took a quick lead in the bottom of the second inning when a bases-loaded walk by E.J. Andrews Jr. scored Jesus Bugarin, who had a one-out single. And then the Grizzlies added another run in the third on a fielder's choice, an RBI for Skylar Messenger, scoring Jake Snyder, a single and a stolen base, and then a wild pitch before he scored on that fielder's choice. But the Quakes scored a run in the seventh inning on an RBI single from Jose Izarra, scoring Jorge Puerta. But that was it in terms of scoring. Let's go through the box score now. For Rancho Cucamonga, two hits for Jose Izarra. He reached base three times. They only had four total hits. The other ones from Joe Vitrano, a single in the eighth inning, and Simon Reed, a single in the fourth. For Fresno, they just had three hits tonight. Deion Jorge, Jake Snyder, and Jesus Bugarin. Jorge extends his hit streak to six games in the process. Bugarin and Snyder both had the runs. RBI for Messenger and Andrews Jr. Now let's go to the highlight of the game. It was Grizzlies left-hander Michael Perseki. Six scoreless innings. That tied a career high. He had two hits and two walks. He struck out a career high 11, the most strikeouts by a Grizzlies pitcher in a single game this season. 10 by Blake Adams against the Quakes on April 19th. Perseki, what an outing. He's now 4-0 over his last four starts, a sub-1 ERA in that span as well. Sergio Sanchez picked up his fourth hold. Carson Skipper, his ninth hold. Carlos Torres, his 10th hold. Skipper, a big punch out to end the seventh inning. Carlos Torres, a nice eighth. And Zach Agnos, a big strikeout of DePaula in the ninth inning. That ended things. Zach Agnos now 19 saves, the most in minor league baseball, tied for six all-time in Grizzlies single-season saves. For Rancho Cucamonga, Chris Campos, 1 1/3 innings, allowed two hits and a run on four walks and one strikeout. And then after that, Liam Doolin, 3 2/3 of relief, allowed one run on one hit. He struck out three. And then John Edwards and Garrett McDaniels, three hitless and scoreless innings. They had one combined walk and three combined strikeouts. The Grizzlies now with that 2-1 win tonight, they are now have played 47 of their 97 games within one or two run affairs. Fresno 20-13 with a 15-6 record at home in one run games. The Grizzlies continue to find a way to win as well. The pitching tonight for Fresno was outstanding. The Grizzlies, when they give up three runs or fewer, are 30-4 this year. 30-4 as they win tonight 2-1. So that will wrap it up for tonight's contest. How about tomorrow now? August 2nd, Wednesday night baseball, 6:50 p.m. right here at Chancy Park for game 2 of 6. Right in pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga, Gabe Emmett gets the ball, a 5-4 record, a 4.98 ERA. He'll be countered by Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Mason Albright, who will make his Grizzlies debut. Albright with Inland Empire, a 9-4 record, a 3.62 ERA. Albright and Perseki now tied for the league lead in wins in the California League. Albright all over in terms of California League leaders in whip, winning percentage, ERA, so on and so forth as he makes his Grizzlies debut. So a great matchup tonight as the Grizzlies win tonight 2-1. They'll be back here tomorrow at 6:50 p.m. A big thank you to our partners, Verge, for putting on tonight's broadcast. And a big thank you to all of our partners as well, to Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Bobby Salazar's Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Well, that will wrap it up tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.